WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Television critic David Bianculli says he thinks some people don't like watching TV news because it's too grim. But David says what gets him down is every time he sees a big news story about a murder or accident, he knows that he'll be watching it all over again in a year or two as a made-for-TV docudrama.
Some docudramas are good, like the one about the rescue of Jessica McClure. Some are awful, like the one about the murder trial of Robert Chambers. Either way, the idea that today's news is tomorrow's entertainment is now an accepted and annoying part of the TV landscape. Even the explosion of the Challenger is being made into a telemovie, and you can bet that in Hollywood right now, dramas about the California earthquake and the Berlin Wall are being pitched with more speed and spin than a Nolan Ryan fastball. Monday, NBC presents a docudrama called Howard Beach, Making the Case for Murder. It's about the 1986 incident in which a group of white youngsters in Queens, New York, chased and attacked three black men. Parts of that attack are dramatized as the movie opens, and it's pretty gruesome stuff. From then on, though, the movie sticks close to Special Prosecutor Joe Hines, who's assigned to investigate the case, and who's played by Daniel J. Travanti with all the emotion and conviction anyone could ask.
They chase a human being onto a busy highway. They see him crushed by a car at 55 miles an hour. They watch his body flying through the air almost half the length of a football field. Then they turn and chase another man four blocks and beat him to a bloody pulp with a metal bat. What kind of world is this?
Director Dick Lowry and writer Steve Bellow really stack the deck with the way the roles are cast. Travanti carries the fond associations from his years as Frank Farrillo on Hill Street Blues, while his assistant, Dan Loria, plays the likable dad on The Wonder Years. And when the Howard Beach case goes to trial, the defense attorney on the other side of the aisle is played by William Daniels, the abrasive Dr. Craig on St. Elsewhere.
The truth is, somebody died here. By accident. An accident brought on by stupidity. Racism had nothing to do with it. I mean, these kids didn't have knives on them. And they didn't lie to you either.
So the casting isn't fair, but it sure is effective. So is the decision to refrain from presenting the suspects or victims in any so-called private moments. After the attack prologue, we never see or hear them unless they're being questioned by one of the attorneys or speaking in court. This doesn't make for very complete character portraits, but it does make Howard Beach Making the Case for Murder a relatively responsible docudrama. And Joe Morton, as the eldest of the three black victims, makes quite an impact despite those restrictions.
Man, don't kill me. I got a son old as you.
There is one small bit of dramatic license in Howard Beach when a composite character is used in place of the Reverend Al Sharpton and his inflammatory team of advisors. But that's a minor complaint. This drama works because of its restraint, its fine acting, and, despite its depressing subject, a positive message.
I read somewhere that racism is a lot like child abuse. The victims in one generation become the perpetrators in the next. Well, now's our chance to do our bit to break that cycle.
If all docudramas were this good, they wouldn't make me so depressed.
David Bianculli is television critic for the New York Post.